We have over here, as you all noticed this morning, I didn't exaggerate for a change yesterday. It's very hard tosis. But together with the hardship of the tosis, and by the way, like I told one of the chasid rabbanim just now, he's not a tosis that you can come at 10 o'clock for. You come at 10 o'clock and at 10 to 12 you go to Rabbeinu Brooklyn Bakery, you don't have this tosis, okay? This is a tosis that needs to get up at 6, daven quickly or slowly, whatever you want to do, whatever you do on a regular day. Okay, and then learn the tosis for 3 or 4 hours. That's a short tosis. Listen carefully now. I'm going to unravel the shortcut of the tosis here. We'll unlock it. And this tosis shteta, again, without exaggeration, this is the tosis of no exaggerations. And this tosis shteta, the most important you saw it in the sugya moedim mikzas without question. Mamash, a life-changing event, nothing less. If your life depends on moedim mikzas. The one over here said, wrote down a machlekes of Halach. Listen carefully to every word I'm saying. I'm going to explain and unravel this whole thing here. The whole Maisa. Halach, of Sheshes of Chia, is a machlekes in the Shul Moedim Mikzas, okay? It's a Moedim Mikzas Sukkah. When you have a Moedim Mikzas and the guy who was Moedim said Halach, is it called a Hidah or not? Is it called a Tvi? Whatever the Nusuk is, not important now. So the Pella is that the Gemara brings it right from our Mishnah. The Pashim Shah in the Gemara is that our mission is the Shul's Moedim Mikzas. I want them to listen to how I'm saying it, because the how is also very important. I teach you how to learn a Tosfos. The Gemara brings it right from our mission to the topic of Halach. I mean, the Gemara learned that our mission is a Moedim Mikzas to Katayna. The Gemara learned that our mission is a Moedim Mikzas to Katayna. It's a Moedim Mikzas to Gemara, right? In fact, the Kasha in our mission of the guy with Moedim Mikzas is Zayim Kulishuli, Zayim Kulishuli. That's the Pella. The Pella is, how in the world can you shtel through the Sugi of Halach to our Mishnah? Halei, in our Mishnah, there's no Moedim Mikzas, Zayim Kulishuli, Zayim Kulishuli. Because of this problem, by the way, and other problems. El Mayotomi. No, we do have an aspect of Moedim Mikzas in our Mishnah. What's that called? Okay, come on, you have 8 and 50, right? The typical Hoidah you don't have. Classic Hoidah you don't have. The guy said Kulishuli, Zayim Kulishuli, Zayim Kulishuli. There's no Hoidah. The only way you can be niskarev, the only way you can even get close to the topic of Hoidah, is by saying that we have Ruchia Kamais over here, you have 50%, you have Edom. That can't be, we shlugged up Ruchia Kamais already. We said, Amish is not Ruchia. So this was a catastrophe. The one way things arrived from our Mishnah, the Halach is Chayiv. Halach is only Zach, which is relevant, which was my Mikzah. I'll say very bluntly, Amish is not swearing because of the Mikzah. Amish is swearing because of Shalachat, Korlechat, Hoylech, Vetekev, Vitalisa Shechavera, which is a very low level Gzera Darbonon. So what's it with Halach? What's Halach? Help, Halach, not help. So we saw yesterday, because of this catastrophic Kasha, means the Gemara doesn't make sense. This is why they one of the typical Gemaras that you could say over in a Musa Shmuz. Where would we be without the Rishonim? How do you read the Gemara? The Gemara doesn't make sense here. Where did the Gemara find in our Mishnah Halach? Halach is a function of Mohei Dazmik. There's no Gavaz in Mohei Dazmik. Elamai, it's Ruchia. We shlugged up Ruchia already. Our Mishnah is not Ruchia. It's the Pelazim. So because of this enormous Kasha, the Balamor set up shot yesterday that the Rajbo adopted, that they said it's shot in Rashi. Very, very far-fetched pshat, but the tzushtel was, and our sugi has nothing to do with Halach, and our sugi has nothing to do with Moedim Mikzas, and our sugi has nothing to do with Abchir. And the Shua in our mission is Shalei Kalachat Halach. So what's the kesher to Halach? A whole pilpul, a whole shtikotar, by the way, it's a shtikotar, that if somebody would come over and say such a thing to you, you'd say, you're off your rocker. The tzushtel is that the shaila of a Halach is whether something which I'm about to give is a called given already. That's the machlekes of Shesh Abchir. And over here is the shaila whether something which is divided is a called divided already. And if something which is about to happen is called happen, so the gabi over there, it's called Halach. The gabi over here, it's called what? Divided. And if it's divided, you don't swear because each guy is, oh. That's how bad the matzah is in the sugya. The matzah over here in the sugya is so bad that the Rishonim, the Rajman, the Malamor had to go say such a far-fetched shot that the tzushtel to our Mishnah Halach was a very, very zeitige tzushtel. It wasn't the tzushtel on the etzem sugya of Halach or not. It revolved around the technicality of whether something which is about to happen is a called happen or not. Because of this, Tosfos refuses to learn like that. Tosfos says that if Reb Chiya brought a raya from our Mishnah that Halach is Chayiv, that means that Reb Chiya Bas Raisa learned that our Mishnah is a Shua of Moedim Mikzas. We'll stop right there. And this is the big treasure hunt of this Tosfos. Where in our Mishnah is there a sugya of Moedim Mikzas that he brought a raya that Halach is Chayiv? It means like this. That our Mishnah is called Halach because the Talos is the Fanenu. That's Agaret. That's what we say to him. The Talos is here. That's called Halach. But where's the Araya that Halach is Potter, Halach is Chayiv? There's no Shua Moedim Mikzas in our Mishnah. Helich is potter. What would Pia say? I'll prove to you Helich is chayav, because if Helich is potter, Amish is potter. Why? Amish is not going to us. Amish is not going to mix us ever. Kulish is never kulish. Elamai, you'll tell me that the only shmek of way to mix us that you could have in our mission is a b'chir kamais, that they're Eidim. But we already slugged that up. We already said kehechi. We already slugged that up already. Goodbye. So, before I say the Tosis inside, I want to speak about what Tosis is going to say. What Tosis is going to say is, and I want everyone to follow me slowly, I'm going to say a massive Shtikul Torah. I'm going to say the biggest Shtikul Torah and Mechudah Shtikul Zach that I said the entire Zman. So I want to listen carefully how I'm saying it also. So the map of this Tosis, Mayav Rabbeisai, is that we're looking to find that our Sugya, our Mishnah, is a Shua Moedim Mikdas. But not because of Rechir Chamaisa. That's the goal. The goal is that if the Gemara, if Rechir Basraisa, we're in the second Rechir now. Rechir Boderai, the Helich is Chayav, because if Helich is Potter, you wouldn't swear in Amishnah. Amen Ben Bishoel, what do you mean? Amish is not made to make us. Helich Potter, Helich Chayav. Amish is Bechal Tomei, different Shuas, a Shuas are one. The answer is, I say bluntly, that our Mishnah, Rechir Basraisa, the second Tanatuna, learned that our Mishnah is a Shuas made to make us. Here begins it, and therefore, I want to break it down to the smallest parts. And Chia got up and said, "You swear in the Mishnah because of Meidim Mikdas." Taylor, the Talis is here. Yeah, very nice. So today begins now the hunt. We're in our Mishnah Shuvos Meidim Mikdas. The closest you can get to Meidim Mikdas is Chia Kamaisa. That the way Edom over here is, and on Saturday on 50%. That's the closest you can get to that. The guys is Kulishi Kulishi, right? But we already dropped out of Chia Kamaisa. We're in a state big one. There's no right to Chia Kamaisa. So here's the mystery. How can you tell me that Helich is relevant to our mission because our mission is the Shavuah is because of Meidim Mikdas when there's no Meidim Mikdas in the mission? Elamai Rechir Kamaisa, Eidim Yav. We dropped that already. Sok Tosis. Tanatuah Echanan Tzadi, the Meidim Tovah Tzai Pirish Rashi, given the heavy Kados, Eidim Mishtab Meidim Rechir Kamaisa. Because that can't be says Tosis. Given the Lamotzi Lachuchi Hachbas Raisa, the Helich Alvekor Kamaisa, if the Raya of Helich is only based that our mission is Rechir Kamaisa, Lame of a Tanatuna, Kamaisa, so why did you drop the first Tanatuna? What Tosis is really asking here is Mamonashach. If you're bringing me a Raya that Helich is Chayiv, that means you obviously learned, you, the Heliger of Chia Basraisa, obviously learned that the Siba, why you swear in our mission, is Moedim Mikdas. Where is the Moedim Mikdas? Of Chia Kamaisa? So bring me a Raya, of Chia Kamaisa. Elamai, well, there is not. So what's going on over here? That's Tosis' Kasha. Where you, Archia Basraisa, you, the second Archia, obviously learned that the Shavuah of our Mishnah is because of Meidim Mikdas. Because you bring me a Raya that Helich is Chayiv. If our Shavuah is not because of Meidim Mikdas, Helich is not relevant. So we have Meidim Mikdas here. Archia Kamaisa, because of Eidim, we dropped that. The Kachish Lamed of Pesus. Anan Sadi Lav Dafka. The word Anan Sadi doesn't mean Archia Kamaisa, it doesn't mean Eidim. Stop there. Tosis drops a bomb and says that we dropped already Rechir Kamaisa. We dropped Rechir Kamaisa. We dropped Rechir Kamaisa. You know why we dropped Rechir Kamaisa? Not just because Kihechi then Anzadi Lahai and Anzadi Lahai. We dropped Rechir Kamaisa because our Mishnah, the reason why you swear if it's the Raisa, the reason why you swear if it's the Raisa is because it's classic Moedim Mikdas. Abchia Basraisa learned that the reason why you swear in our Mishnah is because you are a Moedim Mikdas. Said Abchia Basraisa, said the Tzveter Abchia, if Helich is Potter, you're Abchia Helich Potter, you shouldn't swear in our Mishnah. It means Abchia Basraisa arrived at a Mishnah in Mitzia Dabez and he said, why do you swear? You swear because of Moedim Mikdas. I say, look, the talus is here in front of you. It's no fun, Nenu. Take the talus. Al-Ma'at-Rai, the Helich is Chayiv. First place is, why the Mikdas is not why the Mikdas is over here? It's Hadal Zaydim, but we already dropped the Chiyabat, the Kamaisa. The answer is no. The Gemara at this point held, the Tof is Machshavina Lehash, the Tfei Me'adal Zaydim, the Choshev Chilu Moedah Leh, Didideyu. When you have a Tof is Leh, it's a Darg of Moedah B'Mikdas. What does that mean? Where's the Meidim Mikdas? One of the great mysteries of Masechta Zman, where's the Meidim Mikdas? The guy said, she's a Makulash Ali. As if you want to go to Rechir Kamaisa, who said that Eidim could be Machayiv, and you want to tell me that there's an Anan Sadi on 50, you could say, that's our old friend of Rechir Kamaisa, that's what I'll say to him. But we're done with him, we threw him out. So Salamai telling me that the Gemara now said something drastic. It's not Rav Chiya Kamaisa, it's regular Hadol B'Mikzas. And Rav Chiya came along and said, this Mishnah, why you swear? Because the guy was by the Mikzas. Where's the guy by the Mikzas? I'm a Kulash, I'm a Kulash. Follow the journey now. The Ran in Chiddush HaRan says upshot, which is very close to what Tosfos means, but it's not what Tosfos means. And I'm going to build three nafkaminas between the Rashi and the Chiddush HaRan. Hagama looks like they said the same thing. Va'azveras Dvorai. The Chiddush HaRan over here says that why is it called Hidah? I'm saying over the Chiddush HaRan in a general way. I'll go into the Pratim soon. The Chiddush HaRan over here says, why is it called Hidah? By the way, we're looking over here at Azach, that a guy can say Kulashuli and a guy can say Kulashuli, and it's called Hidah the Mikzas. Why? So I'm going to say something, first of all, generic. Zok the Chiddush HaRan, because when you have an Anan Sadi that says 50 is his, 50 is his, so we know for sure that 50 is yours. So you can't deny that 50. I go to you and say that 1,000 is mine. But I have an Anan Sadi, that 50 is mine. So you can't deny that 50. That 50 is mine. It's an Anan Sadi. Put mine on the Sadi, every real Anan Sadi, okay? I have an Anan Sadi, every real Anan Sadi. If I have a real Anan Sadi, so that says 50% is mine. That 50% you can't deny. That 50% you can't deny. You don't have the right to deny. You don't have the right to deny it. Because I have an Anan Sadi. Zok HaChiddush HaRan, and I'm transferring it over to Tosfos because I'm going to soon going to split the hearers and say what Tosfos meant and what the Ran meant, but they both mean the general idea. When I come and I have a Din Torah, I have a Taina, Zemer Kulash, Zemer Kulash, but in the Din Torah itself, you can't deny half because I have an Anan Sadi on half. That's equivalent to Moida. Boom. That's the first thing I want to say. Meaning, in this Tosfos state, one place in Shas, that the din of Moed B'Mikzas, classic Moed B'Mikzas, again, Rabbi said, we're done with the Chiya Kamaisa. We're done with Hadal Seidim. We don't have a riot to that. State in this Tosfos, that classic Moed B'Mikzas doesn't need a Hidah. It doesn't need the guy to talk with his mouth and say, I owe $500. I don't need that. The reason why in every Moed B'Mikzas you have to swear is not because the guy's lips moved. The reason why in every Moed B'Mikzas you have to swear is because in this Din Torah, we know that 500 is true. I don't need you to talk. Now you're going to ask me the obvious question. But trace back up. If that's what's called a Haidah, I don't need the guy's lips to move. All I need is that I should know that 50% of his time is not true. So then every Hadal Seidim, Rav Chiya Kamaisa, what do we just have a whole Gemara over here for? A whole Tumul. The whole Balagan, the Kamal Chaymer, it's Mashman the Gemara, that Hadal Seidim is not like that. Every Hadal Seidim is Mamish, before we get to the problem of Ishtamuti and all that. It wants to need a Kamal Chaymer. Hadal Seidim is not exactly. Every Hadal Seidim is like that. Every case of Hadal Seidim is you can't deny 50%, right? I said you owe me the whole thing. You said no. Eidim said 500. So the Gemara goes into a whole blot. You need a Kamal Chaymer for that. It's not the case of Hadal Mikzas. The Gemara says, whole business, that it's Gedayel Mizu. It's not just a Kamal Chaymer. There's major problems of Ishtamuti, etc., etc. So I'm talking about that. I'm asking a different question. So that's the case of Hadal Seidim. So every Hadal Seidim is classic Hadal B'Mikzas. Every Hadal Seidim is classic Moed B'Mikzas, but it's the classic Moed B'Mikzas. That Moed B'Mikzas, that's when you're Chayiv, period. So what's Tosfos talking about? Tosfos says that over here, it's not Rav Chiya Kamaisa, because over here, the guy's called a Moed B'Mikzas. He wasn't Moed B'Mikzas. He said, Kula Shalit. He says, no, you don't have a choice. That's called Hadal. I don't need you to be Moed. So every Hadal Seidim is like that. What's the answer? It's just a very lumped Shavuot. The answer is, Akachi Balti Miraboisai, is that there's a huge difference between an Anan Sadi that's internal in the Sufik and Hadal Seitan, which is external. Va'azbra Zvare. When two guys walk into Bez and holding on to a talus, the state of the Sufik is Anan Sadi high, Tafsi high, my Tafsi high. That's the state of the Sufik, correct? It's not outside information. That's how the Sufik appeared in Bezlin. When you say Kula Shali, you say Kula Shali, the state of the talus is Makish that, correct? When you say Kula Shali, you say Kula Shali. If I hold there's an Ansadi Lai, an Ansadi Lai, the state of the Talus is Makrish that. Shtein the Chiddush HaRan, that's called Moida. That's called, that's not called, you contend. I mean, I know that's not true. I say something very clear. We learned till now that Moida B'Mikzas means that I know that part of the time is true. But if you say something very clear, Moida B'Mikzas is that I know part of the time is true. Tosfos calls it a Taina Chashuva, Nira Shaka, right? I don't need to know from your mouth. I need to know that part of the time is true. This is called, I know that part of the time is true. I have every Hadal say that I know. That's not called, I know. That's outside information. That's outside the Sufik. The Sufik itself is I wasn't Moida. The only time it's called a Hidah is when in the state of the suffix is, that means when he says kimoida mixas, he doesn't mean as if you were moida. I don't need a hoida. I don't need you to move your lips. The mile of hoida mixas is that when there's a taina and there's a counter taina, Reuven taina Shimon, and in the give and take between it, 50% is, we know for sure is not true. Zok toises that the anansadi to zoif, that since we have an anansadi, I repeat again, built into the state of the suffix, so on the taina that I said kula shali, mitzad my etzim holding, I know that 50% of my taina is true. Mitzad my taina, said toises, and this is by the way an earthquake. There's no difference if I know that because he was maida, or because I'm have anansadi tas. There's no difference. You know when I need a kal v'chomer when I have ador seidim. Ador seidim is that the state of the suffix is I taina to you the talis is mine. You taina talis is yours. I do with talis. You say no. Mitzad the state of the suffix, there's no information. Not mitzad the moida, not mitzad the holding. Now, mimechik yobi lachmo, a guy brings two edim come, and I'm not saying the word afterwards, it doesn't interest me when they came. Two edim came, and they said edim, it's very nice. That's not called, I was moida. That's called a hoida. That's called mitzad the etzim tainis, there's a basis. That means, the yisoid of hoida is when mitzad the tainis, I know that 50% is true, that's called moida b'mixas. Hados Edom is outside information. That's not mitzad the tainus. I repeat. Taisus over here dropped an atom bomb and said that the shvua of Moedim and Mixas doesn't have to be that the guy said, oh, yes, 50% of the talus is yours. I don't need that. Hoidob and Mixas means that I know mitzad the tainus, that 50% of my tainus is what's called mitzad the tainus, either because you are Moedim in response to what I said, or mitzad the etzem holding, mitzad the etzem state of the suffix we know. That's also called that mitzad the tainus we know that 50% is true. But what happens if he's a kofer bakol, he's not moida, and what happens if there's no anansadi, and now mimechuk yovi lachmuk turns up to edim and say information, that's very nice. That's not called moida. I have information. That's not called I was moida. That's not called that 50% of the taina be'etzem is a stronger taina. That's the first atom bomb that Tais has dropped. And Tais over here dropped a bomb and said that the shul of our Mishnah is classic Moedim Mixas. It's classic Moedim Mixas because then Ansadi to Zoif. It's not Rabbi Yekamai, so ask me, what's the difference between Ansadi and Edom? That's a good question. What's the difference between Ansadi and Edom? The difference is that Ansadi is intrinsic in the Suffolk. Edom are coming from the outside. That's not called that the Etzim Taina was this Ames Mitzad internally. That's the first thing Taisa said. One second. We'll get to everything slowly. That's not saying that's why you have to swear. That's why you have to swear in the Mishnah Kuwait is happening anymore. That's why you have to swear. Because it's a Taina Chashuva. I'll use Rabbi Hertzberg's mistaken interruption to maybe use it with Toiv to try to get something out of it. But what he really meant to say was, okay, is that the Baltic criteria for Hidah is that I have a Taina Chashuva. I could have a Taina Chashuva because you agreed. I could have a Taina Chashuva because mitzad the etzem Taina. It's a Taina Chashuva. It's a Veltz Kiddush. But if the criteria of Hoidah Mixas is a Taina Chashuva, I have a Taina Chashuva. My Taina is a Chashuva Taina. You hear what I just said? Not that I have outside rias to my Taina. My Taina is a Chashuva Taina. A guy who comes with a Taina, a guy who comes with a taina that either the response is half is yours or mitzad me'etzem holding half is yours, that's a taina chashuva. It's not a taina chashuva. I have my mitzad give and take with me, my taina is not better than yours. You have outside information. That's not hoido. Hoido means what? That's a different zach and gansin because then you made it on the entire amount. That's a different type of zach. We're not in the shah shofa now. We're learning classic way to mix us now. Without tzad shofa, without kabul chaymas, without anything, okay? But we're living in the world that there was no tana tuna, okay? There was no rabchia kamaisa. We don't, those are things. We're living in a world that we don't have a right. It's also things. I'm living in a world that there's no rabchia kamaisa. Edom doesn't do the job. Either tzad shofa, go break your head. Appear on the tzad shofa, okay? Whatever it is. Okay, anyway. They don't. Because they're not in the give and take of the time itself. I already answered. I said that if I wouldn't have the din of Rebchir Kamaisa, then the word Taina Chashuva means it's a Taina Chashuva. The Taina Mitzad itself was a better Taina than yours. What defines a better Taina is either the guy was moida back to me, or a Taina Chashuva means that Mitzad the etzem state of how I said the Taina, it's a Taina Chashuva. In other words, there's no difference in places if the guy was moida to me, or the holding, the way I'm saying the Taina is. The Taina Mitzad The etzem tain is a tain of chashuva. When you have edim, it's true. You have an outside source that supports what I'm saying. So that's not called a tain of chashuva. That's not classic moed mixas. Classic moed mixas is that in the interchange between the two people, I have a better tain than you. Why is my tain better than you? Either because you admit it or because Anan Tzadi the toughest. And when, so I said the taina from a position of an ansadi the toughest. If you said the taina from a position of an ansadi the toughest, that's called a stark taina. If I didn't say it from a position of an ansadi and you didn't admit, and so I said, yeah, you said, so mitzad the world of tainas, mitzad the inner dynamics between us, nothing happened. I'm no better than you. You bring me aid, the beseder, that's an outside thought. That's not called the shuvah made the mixas. That's no in the way, pachab tzvot of Taisus is. Says Taisus, the shuvah mission is classical of the mixas. By the way, I'll add on in parentheses. Taisus at the end of Taisus, because I don't want to talk about it today, because we're not going to have time. Taisus at the end of Taisus says, really? Our Mishnah is better than every classic case because of the Tifa Hezbeh that I just said, which is Emes Lamita Shel Torah. So then, the Gemara before, why the Gemara Bechlal to begin with bring down Rabbi Kamais in this Mishnah? This Mishnah is classic Moedim Mikzas. Taisus is this. Taisus at the end of Taisus says, if it's so true that the Gemara all of a sudden decided now that that whole thing is over and bottle, that there's no such thing, because in our Mishnah, the Chiyuv is classic way to mix us with the Tifer Hezbeh that I just said, so why to begin with did the Gemara make an attempt to bring down Ruchia Kamais over here? This place is classic way to it's a kasha. Taisus says it's a deichik. Taisus says it's fair. But like upon him, that's what Taisus says. I want to show you a Zach which is not to be believed, which is Lamita Shel Torah. Atkan Taisus. Vek Taisus. Ach kosher? But that's part one of Taisus with the Tifer Aid. So we have in Taisus over here nothing less than a redoing of what Moed Mixas is. That's the Pasha Pshat in Taisus. Let's go weiter now. Stage 2. Ach kosher for Taisus, the Mikomokom, Ikula Mifrach, the Masisenkech, then I wait high and high. How can you come along in Rav Chiya Bas Raisa and learn that our mission, the reason why you swear is because she was Moed Mixas? Because then Ansadi supports my taina. You have the same kihechi, then Ansadi supports his taina. We're back to screen one again. We're playing games. The same way that you knocked out of Kiyop Kamaiso, that there's Adam here, Adam there, albeit Adam are outside. It's another inside. It's Adam Shakoyach. But you have the same kihechi. Kihechi then Ansadi lahai, that we nemon, that what? That you have a stark taina, correct? Because it's called Haidok, because it's money that you can't deny. And since it's money that you can't deny, it's the etzim taina, the taina is already a taina chashuva. The other guy also has the same. The other guy has the same power on the other 50. So what are you making him swear for? 1 minute. Advertises, you're right. The Gemara didn't mean to say that was the Raisa. The Gemara meant to say, he had a potter, having attacked me, I want to shoot the luck of the Kavasi by Raisa. Oh, here come Raisa. You know, but don't say the potter, I'm attacking, I want to shoot my season. The Chosha Vaido, my toughest Chavri. Over here, there's no right to hear come Raisa, because over here it's a real Vaido. Empathy, what's Taisi's answer to this kasha, part 3? Taisi's answer is, you're right. Ashur the Raisa, even after I was Mechadish, this humongous Kiddush. Even after I was Mechadish, this humongous Kiddush, that what? Even after I was Mechadish, this humongous Kiddush, that to be called a classic Hoidova, because I don't need you to move with your lips. All I need is to know intrinsic information from the Sufik, like I just explained. But it's not Ashur the Raisa, because Kiyachidin Ansadi Lai. Very nice you have intrinsic information, but the intrinsic information goes both ways. Says Taisus, the Shuvah Darabanan, the Gemara knew that. Okay, so what's that have to do with Halach? Says Taisus, I don't know if you learn like this, but this is the Pshat. And when the Rabbanan made a Shuvah Darabanan, they made it along the lines of Moedim Mikzas. When the Rabbanan went ahead and made a Shuvah Darabanan, knows what Taisus gaining the minute that we move over to Rabbanan, so the whole sugya collapsed. Why did Taisus say this crazy Kiddush, by the way? Why did Taisus say this crazy Kiddush? Because Taisus wants that the Shuvah of our Mishnah should be what? Why did Taisus say this crazy Kiddush? Taisus wants that the Shuvah of our Mishnah should be Shuvah Moedim Mikzas. But the minute you have Kihechi and the minute you move over to Rabbanan, so anyway we're sunk. So what did you gain? So why did he say the whole crazy Kiddush? Anyway we're moving over to Rabbanan, correct? The answer is, slowly, what Taisus meant to say was that the Rabbanan made it along the lines of Moedim Mikzas. And what the Rabbanan is like this. Midarais to Mamish, you don't swear because it's Kihechi. The Rabbanan made a Takana, but the Takana was set up along the rules of Moedim Mikzas. You mean you're not a full scale, you don't have the Shuvah of Moedim Mikzas over here because Kihechi, they're not Tzadi Lai. But the Rabbanan made a takana. When the Rabbanan made a takana, they went ahead and said that since fundamentally we have over here Moedim Mikzas, so we're going to make it a Rabbanan Dikam Moedim Mikzas. On that, Rav Chiya said to Rav Ashi, Rav Chiya said to Rav Sheshes, if Halach is Potter, how could the Rabbanan make a thing? Halach has to be Kain Deraisa. And the Mela, it's a Raya, that Helach is Potter is Chayiv by way of a Moedim Mikzos. Because even though this is not the classic Moedim Mikzos Deraisa, but it's a classic Moedim Mikzos Derabonon. Aye, it can't be Deraisa because Kihechi. It's not a Deraisa Moedim Mikzos, it's a Derabonon Moedim Mikzos. And even in the world of Derabonon Moedim Mikzos, if Helach would be Potter, then you, Rav Sheshes, are wrong. There wouldn't even be a Derabonon. That means a Deraisa can't be because of Kihechi. But Chacha Derabonon, if your Rav Sheshes holds that a Derabonon is what? Is Potter. If you hold that Halach is Potter, then there wouldn't even be a Derabonon over here. Atkan the Tosis, and that was the Gemara's Raya, Rabchia's Raya against Rosh. I want to repeat again. 1 minute. So what was the Raya? Rabbi Yochanan was the reason why they made this Takana, but the Gedder of the Takana was a Gedder of Moedim Mikzos. So I want to repeat again. So what was Rabchia Basreis's Raya that Halach is Chayiv? The Shul of our Mishnah is Moedim Mikzos. And he bowed his Moedim Mikzos, why you Chayiv? It's Halach. That's the Raya. Why is it called Moedim Mikzos, the big raya that I just said? I want to repeat now. What was Rabchia's raya that Halach is Chayiv? Because the Shvuah of our Mishnah is Moedim Mikzos. You're asking why is it Moedim Mikzos? The big raya that I said. Even though he said Kulishli. Stage 1. Stage 2? But the Shvuah is not the Raisa. It's not Moedim Mikzos. It's Kihechi. The answer is, you're right, it's a Derabonon. But the Derabonon has to shtim with the rules of what? But the Rabbanon has to shtim with the rules of Moedim Mikzos. And if your Rav Sheshes would be correct, the Halach is Potter, not only wouldn't there be a Derais over here, but there wouldn't even be a what? The Rabbanon. Atkan the Tosis. So the Rai is not from the Derais, because it can't be a Derais because of Halach, but the Rai is from the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon also has to shtim with the rules of Halach. If Halach, if it would be Potter, then there wouldn't be a Rabbanon. What's the kash on this Tosis you have to ask? No. What are you talking about? Tosis says, why is no Rabbi Yochanan? The next line, he says, but over here, Tosis says, okay. Well, what's the kasha in this Tosis? You all into Tosis this morning? Yes. What's true? Pshat. I'll teach you how to learn a Tosis before we start with the big raid. I'll teach you how to learn a Tosis. Can everybody tell me what's true? You learn Tosis this morning? What's true? That's a summary of Tosis. By the way, that's the end of Tosis. The Gemara is right, Rabbi is right, you're more precise that Halach is Chayiv. Because if Halach would be Potter, you wouldn't swear. What do you mean you wouldn't swear? It's not a Moedim Mikzos, it's a Moedim Mikzos. I can't be Moedim Mikzos, Kehechi, it's a Derabonon Moedim Mikzos. And now we have a right here. Oh, sorry. What? No. What? Because if it wouldn't be Epis Moedim Mikzos, then there's no right to Halach. Halach only applies to Moedim Mikzos. So it's a Derabonon Moedim Mikzos. I answered you. What's fair? What? No, I just answered that. That's the reason why they made the Takana. That's not sure. And you guys all missed the podium. No. Was it what? We'll get to that. Hold on 1 second. I want to take down Tosis. What's wrong? I want to teach you how to learn Tosis, by the way. What bothered you when I learned the Tosis, by the way? Okay. I'll tell you. 1 second. I don't understand. Why did you tell me you can't be a Deraisa, by the way? Kehi. Yet, you're telling me it's a Derabonon. What's the nature of this Derabonon? It's a Derabonon Moedim Mikzos, right? So Chia has the liberty of saying, I'll prove to you that Halach is Chayiv. What's my right? Because if Halach will be Potter, then what? Then wouldn't have made a Shvuah. You tell me that the Shvuah Derabonon, that means you're telling me that this, watch this now, that means you're telling me that this Shvuah Derabonon is Meshubit to the rules of Moedim Mikzos or not? The answer is yes or no? Tell me yes, because at the end of the day, Moedim Mikzos, it's a Shvuah Derabonon, correct? Not a Shvuah Derabonon. But you're telling me that this Shvuah Derabonon has to be a Shubah to the rules of Moedim Mikzos. And if Halach would be Potter, said the Halach Rav Chia, if Halach would be Potter, said the Halach Rav Chia, what would be the name? I mean, you're telling me that this Shvuah Derabonon, albeit it's Derabonon, has to be Meshubah to the rules of what? Derabonon don't make a Shvuah if it doesn't work with the rules of Moedim Mikzos, correct? But it doesn't work with the rules of Moedim Mikzos anyway, because it's Kihechi. I understand you guys know the Tosis. Again, you. Oh, very good. But let me ask the Kasha away from you. Yeah? You learned in Pitzko, you're much smarter. Yeah? But Shuki also had the Kasha for a Seder. Correct? I saw Lieberman signaling to you. Yeah? Listen carefully. I'm asking Moedim Mikzos, you all should have asked. There's a reason why I'm asking this. I'm bringing out the heart of the Sugi from this Kasha. You're telling me that if Halach would be Potter, Rabbanon can't make a Takana. Why? Why? 1 second. Because Rabbanon only make Takanas that follow the rules of Moedim Mikzos, correct? Fegechi doesn't anyway follow the rules of Moedim Mikzos. Why doesn't it follow the rules of Moedim Mikzos? Because of what? Because of Kechid and Tzadilai, not Tzadilai. That didn't bother you. That I can make a Shvuah. Halach bothers you. If you need to shtim with the rules of Moedim Mikzos, then it's better to shtim all the way. No. So Kechid allowed me to notch it down from a Deraisa to a Rabbanon. That's okay. Halach, no, it can't be a Rabbanon. Why not? If Kechid doesn't bother you, why does this bother you? Why? the Halach knock out the Darabon on Rav Sheshes, and the Kehechi didn't. So the answer is what he said. And here I'm saying this, he said it like this, it's a whole vort. The answer is that Kehechi doesn't say that I don't have Moedim HaMikzas here. I have the act of Moedim HaMikzas. Why do I have the act of Moedim HaMikzas here when I have Kehechi? Because of the Tifa Reh that I started with. I have an intrinsic Anansadi. So I am a Moedim. The problem is that he also has an Anansadi. Halach means I'm not Moedim because I entered the Torah. So there's no act of Moedim HaMikzas going on over here. On that I can't even have a Darabonim. So if the problem was Kehechi, it means like this. Stage one is our mission is Moedim. I was a Moedim. Were you a Moedim? I explained that length. You don't have to move your lips. You're Moedim. This Kehechi, he also has an Anansadi. Well, not to down a Darabonim, but there's still an act of Moedim going on here. So Rav Chiya, very nice, is a Darabonim. But the Gedor of the Darabonim has to be a Moedim and Mikzas. Okay, you're right. It can't be the Raisa because he also has an Anansadi. He also has intrinsic built-in Taina Chashuvah. So that's true. Well, that's true. But the Maisa, it has to be that you can call me a Moedim. When it's Halach, it's not Moedim. Because we ended it in Torah. We said goodbye. Ki'ilu loy tova. That already, the Rabbanon is not going to survive. It's Nifl Moed. You have to speak this out. I don't think I'm wasting time by speaking this Nikud out. It's a Gantz of Vort. And by the way, this brings out the power that Halach means there's no act of Moedim. This brings out the power that I can't make a Shvuah the Rabbanon sketched out on Moedim Mikzas. If the only problem why it's not the Raisa is Ki'ilu, so I can say, look, this is Me'ain Moedim Mikzas. You were a Moedim. It happens to be that you don't have to swear because the other guy had the Anansadi also. Aber Halach means there's no Hidoy here, Bechal. I'm bringing out from this place as a Dov and Nifla. State that when a guy is Halach, it's not called I was Moedim to you, Bechal, because I just got rid of the entire, I closed the case, that's all. That's Nifla Moed. That already destroys even a Rabbanon. Okay. All this is introduction to what I want to speak about now. Did I see the Chiddush Aran today? Oh, a little bit. Simply saw it. So we'll learn it together. You always ask me, you want to learn with me? That's all. Yeah. I'm sorry to talk about it, but what I'm going to say now, I saw this morning, I always had it in my notes. I must have heard it from a Boshur, or maybe from myself, committed over yesterday. But I saw in the Chiddush of Nochem, right before I came, the whole shtickle that I'm going to say now, start today and start and tomorrow, before we start off tomorrow, starting a very, very interesting sugya, a new part, a new chelik of Shas. I saw him, Nochem says, the whole shtickle Torah that I'm going to say now, from A to Z, with, except for the Hesafah that I want to say, which is Deik. Listen carefully. Erev Shalom, I like you. I like you. Right. Listen carefully now. Listen carefully. The Chiddush Aran says word for word for Tosfos, except that nothing's the same as Tosfos. How can you say word for word like Tosfos and nothing's the same? I'll tell you. The Chiddush Aran says that the pshat in the sugi over here, again, we have a catastrophe. I go back to my Hakdoma today. The Gemara doesn't make sense. We have a right to Chiyah Bas Reis over here. Heilach, Shmeilach. There's no Heidom Mitzvah over here. The guy said Kulashuli, Kulashuli. The Chiddush Aran starts off and says, no, it's called Heidom. Then he asked the Kasha of Kihechi, but he asked the Kasha of Kihechi different than Tosfos. But Azra Zvara, I'm going to say Mavel Dikaret here. The Tosfos, if you look at the Chiddush Aran and you learn it, Shitchi is there, you learn it superficial, the Chiddush Aran starts off and says the same thing. Where is the Moedim Mikzas in our mission? The guy said, Kulashadi, we don't want Rav Chiya Kamaisa anymore. The answer is, Yibalt is an Ansadi, and you can't deny it. That's called Moedim. Then he asked the Kasha, but how could it be the Raisa? There's a Kihechi here. He doesn't ask the Kihechi the way Tosfos asks it. He doesn't answer the Kihechi the way Tosfos answered. And there's a whole Maisa going on over here. Chiddush Aran says like this. Chiddush Aran brings the first part of Tosfos. Thank you. The Chiddush Aran brings the first part of Tosfos. He brings down that this case is not a case of a Pia Kamaisa of Hadalse. This is a case of Hoidah. Why? Because if Baldur is an Ansadi, you can't deny it. Step one. Then, he asked the Kasha of Kehechi. So Tosfos says, Kehechi and Ansadi lie. The book comes over. Look in the Chiddush Aran. Look what he says. He asks a Kasha. What does he ask? He doesn't ask Kehechi and Ansadi and Ansadi. A simple Kasha. Look in the Chiddush Aran. Azazach. I want to read it inside. The Imtishal. The Imtishal. And if you'll ask, how can you say the Shuah is a Shuah of Moedim Mikzas? Because you just finished saying this newfangled Tifa Reh that Moedim doesn't need Moedim. Moedim means that I know from the Suffolk who's saying the truth. If you want to tell me that it's called Moida, if we're going to say like that, that he's called a Moida, why is he called a Moida? Then this guy's Tviya is not a Tviya. The same way you're saying that what? That my Kfira is not a Kfira, because half of it I'm out to lunch, I can't fight. So then your Tviya is not a Tviya either, because half of it you can't touch. So the same Lumdis that says there's no Hoidah here, the same Lumdis that said it's called a Hoidah, why? Because half of it is gone. So for the same reason, your Tviya is not a Tviya. So you are only Tveya 50. He doesn't say the kasha of Tosis, he has a whole newfangled kasha. He has it the same way. Your kfir is not a kfir on the whole thing. So your tvi is not a tvi on the whole thing. So you don't have more than mikzas. You tied a 50 and I, we're talking two different 50s. Now what did Tosis answer to the kasha of Anantzadilai and Anantzadilai, by the way? If the Tosis said the Weltschiddish that our mission is regular more than mikzas, he asked Kekan Anantzadilai, what did he answer, by the way? What did Tosis answer? The Rabbanan, the Ran doesn't answer that. The Ran answer is no. There's no kfir on half. But there's tvi on the whole, why? Says the Rambam, big philosophy. Kfira means that I was able to deny and hold on to what I want. If 50% you can't get anywhere, that's not called a kfira. Kfira is coming to hold, the kfira is coming to get. So when you make a kfira that 50% is a no-brainer, you're not getting, that's not called a kfira. It's not a plop of nothing. That's not called you denied it. It's gone, it's not in your hands, it's an anansadi. A tviya is even if you don't get it. I want to explain everything that I just said. What did he ask? What did he answer? Why did he ask like Tosis? Who's talking about Kfir Tvir? My Rev Rabbi said, listen carefully. If you look in the Chiddush Aran tonight, you'll see he doesn't say what Tosis said. The Chiddush Aran says that the reason why over here it's called Moid B'Miktas is not because we know that half is true. So the Chiddush Aran, that when we have an Anansadi on half, your Kfir is not a Kfir. That's what he says. The Lashon Chiddush Aran is, you're not a Kofer Makol. He doesn't say the way we learned up in Tosis that the word is, just like by Hoidah, I know that 50% is true, so by Anansadi, I know that 50% is true. He doesn't say that. He says that when you have Anansadi, your Kfir is not a Kfira. That's not called Kfira. Since that's the pshat, that the Chiddush Aran never said that it's called, I know what's going on. The Chiddush Aran said it's not called a kfira, because something which is a lost case is not called your denials of denial. He asked a different kasha. He asked it the same way the kfira is not called a kfira, the tfiya is not called a tfiya. The same logic. Anything which is a lost case is not in the din Torah. So your kfira is not a kfira on 50, and his tfiya is not a tfiya on 50. So why could it be my demimiktas? For the same reason you're saying that my kfira is not called, I denied 50. That's not called a kfira. That's not called a kfira. That's not called your kfir. For the same reason, it's not called he was today 100. I didn't deny 100, he wasn't today 100. So he says, big philosophy, he says, is that Akasha? He says, tviya doesn't have to be that I got everything I wanted. A kfira that there's no chance you're going to get is not called a kfira. Yeah, the lashon he says. The lashon is that he says it's a shtus, your kasha. Devade kofer bakol, a guy who's kofer bakol who doesn't end up with it, that's not called kofer. Because a kofer bakol means I kept it. Over here, you're not keeping it, you're not called a kofer. And that's why you're called a moida. But tevea, even if you don't get it, I'm not different than any other tevea who tried to get what I can get. Now what's going on over here? What happened to the kasha of Tosis Kecha then Anantzadilai and Anantzadilai? My Rev Rabbi said, listen carefully. Tosis learned that the reason why Anantzadi is called Hoidah is because of what I said. Her dog's body means I know that your time is MS. How do I know? From the Suffolk. Either because he admitted or that Ansadi. Outside information doesn't help. That's the big ray at the beginning of Shia. That's called Maida. Maida doesn't require your lips moved. Maida means in the tightness, in the give and take, in the dynamic. I know that one guy's. The Ran didn't say that. You'll see the Ran today inside, and you'll chazer it over, and you'll sleep over it, and you'll have nightmares about it. The Ran says, he never said that it's called Maida. He said that it's not called a kfira. I asked you for $1,000. I asked you for $100. 50% you can't deny. That's not called your kfira. Fagir, okay. So it's not called a kfira. Because a kfira in the dictionary means a kfira that's going to get it for me. That's not called a kfira. Fagir hakasha. Okay. But why is that called Maida Miktsas? Stay in the Ran. That any time it's not called a kfira, that's Maida Miktsas. Because the sibo why you swear by Maida Miktsas is not because I know that you're saying the truth. The sibo why you swear Maida Miktsas is because there's a no contest. I said a taina, it's outside. I said a taina, and you didn't. Maida means no contest. I didn't argue with taina. Zok the heligaran. So to be called Maida, I don't need your hoida, I don't need to know. I just need a no contest. Zok the ran, all I need is non kafira. You know what shafts the shvur? Non kafira. I said a taina, and you didn't contest it, you were Maida. Or, in a case where you can't contest it, that's called a no contest. And when it's no contest, then you swear. The Shavuos Moed Miktsas held Iran is not based on the fact that I know that you're saying the truth. It's not based on the fact that I have a sibah to believe you. The Yisoid of Moed Miktsas is that Mitzad the Taina, you didn't contest the Taina. Says the Iran, a huge expansion. What's called no contest? No contest is either I was Moed, or no contest means I wasn't Kaifer. Over here, it's called you weren't kafir. Why weren't you kafir? Because it's a lost case. You're not getting it. That's not called a kafir. You weren't kafir. That's called nothing. You said no, it has no meaning. That's called no kafir. No kafir equals haidah. Because the mile of haidah is not the haidah shaboy. The mile of haidah is that there's a non kafir. Frekteran, I just said a new yasoid that anything which is non contestable is not called a kafir. So for the same reason, it's not called a tfir. You know why he didn't ask kechen ansadi lai nansadi lai? He can't ask the kash of tesis. Because we never use the Anan Sadi according to the Ran to tell us that it's yours. All we use the Anan Sadi to do was to say that it's not a kfira. Okay, so it's not a kfira. Finished. What are you going to ask me now? Gech Anan Sadi, Anan Sadi, what's the kasha? Twice, Mr. Learned, that we're using the Anan Sadi to say that I know that your time is MS. Like I said, in-house, not out of the house. In-house, intrinsic. Yet, using the Anan Sadi to say I know your time is MS, the same Anan Sadi says his time is MS also. Oh, but the Ran never said that the Anan Sadi over here says that his time is MS. That doesn't make a dough. What the Anan Sadi to Zoif is that your kfir is Hesesh King Kfira. Frekich Akasha. And if your kfir is not a kfir, why is that a dough? That's what a dough is. A dough is no kfir. A dough is no kfir. Frekti Gumar, it's more kinesh. Anan Sadi, hi, Anan Sadi, lai. Nobody said I know for sure that he's saying the truth. All we said is there's no contest. It's not a kfir. Nobody said I know. Taisus learns that the Anan Sadi to Zoif, that I know the truth about half the Taina. You know the truth about half the time, you know the truth about the other half. Kiechen Anzadiha, Anzadiha. That's a kasha which ends it. No more derisa. But according to the Ran never said that Anzadi says, I know you're saying the truth. Then Anzadi said, hey, you can't make a kfir. You ask a kasha, okay, so there was no kfir, but where's the haidah? The answer is, no kfir equals haidah, because all I need is, I don't need your haidah, I need a non-contest. Fekta Ran, really? You tell me a new yisoid is something which can't be contested is not called a kfir, so for the same reason it can't be a tfir. So how do you have a shuos by the mixus over here? There's no tfir on the whole thing, the same way there's no kfir on the whole thing. Says the Ran, philosophical zach. You're wrong. Says the Ran, philosophical zach. So the Ran, kfir and tfir have different rules. The essence of a kfir is that I was able to keep it by me. A kfir that can't keep by you doesn't have a shem kfir. Classic kfir by Kol means I kept the whole thing by me. As that type of kfir where you're not going to keep it, it's not called a kfir. Tfir? Tviya by nature doesn't mean I get the whole thing. Tviya means I demand it. So to get a Shem Tviya, it's enough I demanded the whole thing. To get a Shem Kfira, I have to be able to keep it by me. Why did the Ran ask a different Kasha? By the way, so you'll ask me, Mari Taka Kasha. So why Taka is it the Rabbanon? So why is the Shua the Rabbanon? The Ran asked the Kasha. And he says a new reason at the end, a different reason why it's the Rabbanon. The Shitasoi. Because around the Shiftas, I couldn't understand why it's a Shuddha Bar. It's a classic way to evict us. I have a tiny Kula Shali, and you said a no contest of 50% of the talis. If it's no contest of 50%, so there's no Tviya 50%. No, Tviya and Kfiya, different rules. I Taisa say Kiechen and Sadi Ahai and Sadi Lahai, knocked out the Deraisa. Only Taisa Lushitasoi. Taisa Lushitasoi holds that Moida means I know that you're lying. I know that you're lying, I know the other guy's saying the truth. But according to the Ran, we never use an Ansadi to say I know you're saying the truth. I never use an Ansadi to know you're saying the truth. I use an Ansadi to say you can't deny it. No. Since when does not denying have to do with Haidah? That's enough for Haidah. Non-denial is called Haidah. Fekterosh, Fekteran, non-denial is called, so it's not called a Tviya either. So either way, you don't have to evict us. He says a big philosophical chill, which you can figure out here. 1 second. Adkan Diver Mnochum. I believe that this machlokes is rooted in l'shitosei mamish. 1 second, you know, I'm saying the most important thing I said the entire time until now without exaggeration. It's mamash. You're not listening. Listen to the bomb I'm going to drop now. This machlokes is totally what the Tzara Shova was. What the Mechayev of Moedim Mixas. Places learns the Mechayev of Moedim Mixas was what? Taino Kfira. What does Taino mean? Taino Chashuva Nira Kemeshaker. You can't have a Shmos Moedim Mixas if I don't have information that looks like you're lying. What did he tell me? I wasn't Kfira. What? Kfira? Very nice. No contest. Looks like this episode here. Nira Kemeshaker. So Taisa Shitosa, if you want to say that something's called Moedim Mixas, it means you know that I'm lying. You know that you're lying. How do you know? Anansadi, kechid anansadi, anansadi lahi. Oh, the Ran and the Rabban and everybody else learned that the Tzad HaShofa was learned out from where Moiv Rabbi Sai. Learned out of Gilgul Shua. By Gilgul Shua, you don't have a near Kibishakar. What do you have by Gilgul Shua? We have Epistutzach over here. Epistutzach over here. The guy said Epistutzach that. To that, I don't need an Anansadi to tell me you're a Mishakar. Taino Kfir Alafid around the Shitasa and learned out of Gilgul Shua. Can't be Nira Kemeshaker. It can't be a Taina Chashuva. There's no Nira Kemeshaker by Gilgul Shua. What is the by Gilgul Shua? By Gilgul Shua, there's a guy who set up as a Taina, and we accepted one of the Tainas, and the other Tainas, he didn't. That's called a non-compete. So the drora that I get by everybody makes is very low level. I'm saying something very, very blunt and very MS Lamitoi. If you learn out from Moed Mixas and Gilgul Shua is very low level drawer, right? It's not near Kibishakar. That means Moed Mixas is also very low level. All I need by Moed Mixas is a non-compete. Not more than that. That's the emes of the Shitosei that cuts through all the blot we learned. If Taino Kfira means a Taino and a Kfira, so then I say, what's Moed Mixas? Non-compete. Gilgul Shua is also a form of non-compete. It's a different type of non-compete, okay? But according to Taisus, there's a Tainach Shuvah Nira Kibishakar. So we have a Machlekes over here, Chidush Aran, and the Taisus, who said something very similar, but they said it miles apart. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to finish this off for the first 5 minutes. We're moving into new topics now, of Fresh Mishpat and fascinating topics that we're going to see tomorrow. Follow the Maamar Kripos carefully.